Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role Playing Gamers Podcast. It is episode 50. That's 5-0-0-0-0.
Which is younger than our average age.
Indeed. Yeah. I think our average age is probably higher than that now, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying. 50 episodes is younger than our average age. Yeah. That's math.
Yeah.
Math.
Math is, as Tyr would say,
how you feel about numbers, Nathan.
As Tyr would say, math is hard. And where, speaking of Tyr, where did Tyr go?
The Bulgistan.
Tyr already? Did you go to Bulgistan?
The Bulgistan.
Oh, shit. There he is.
How's
Bulgistan?
It surprisingly looked like my air fryer with dino nuggets in it.
Oh, awesome.
The food of choice of the AARPG podcast.
Mm. Oh, really?
I just don't know what to say about dino nuggets.
Oh, you will.
I'm holding off as long as I can, but I'm looking at the super gigantic jumbo bags and going,
oh, no, they're great.
The price is right.
You know what? At first, I was like, I will make healthy meals that are wonderful and delicious.
The kids don't eat.
And I was like, just slap them in the air fryer. Just let them go.
I tried that. You know, I'm trying that, but then, like, Tim undermined me, like, we're going to just go and get, you know, he got him nuggets and they came home eating nuggets. And I'm like, son of a.
Damn you.
Well, he doesn't like the texture of the tenders that we bought. I'm like, you went and got him nuggets. And now it's like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I came home from work and immediately picked up the kids on the way home, made 1, 2, 3, 4 different meals for 4 different people. And I was, yeah, I don't care. Put it. What do you want? You want mini tacos? Mini tacos. There you go. Have a great day.
Shocking that you think we won't get through this episode.
Yeah. Here we are.
Episode 50, as we wrap up our campaign as a whole. Our players have taken their characters through a great number of adventures to, surprisingly for some of us, succeed at their overall quest and mission. And restoring peace back into the Misty Vale, vanquishing the chief servant of Sathmog, whose name I'm right now forgetting, which is kind of ridiculous considering I was chanting it the entire time.
Azrakoth?
Azrakoth, having defeated Azrakoth and his ridiculous number of bats, had to meet a great job of negotiating and setting up a peace treaty with the orcs, which they'll probably have to maintain for the rest of their lives in order to make sure the valley's safe, and encountering a number of very interesting characters. At least we, both co-GMs, hope they were interesting to you guys in the course of your adventures here in this wonderful Dragonbane setting that's been put out by Free League, and we really enjoyed that. But let's turn back to the story, because though they've come to their quest conclusion, there is still the story that needs to be finished. The chilling acid mist that was there before is now gone completely. You can see the beauty of the Mirror Lake and the somewhat brighter day as the mist has rolled away from the Mirror Lake itself. Sadly, that is not the exact same as far as all the beauty concerning this particular island, considering its dark and dreadful history.
They are the remains of those who were tied to assault this island time and time again, and the undead servants that were drawn under Zathmog's power. All their remains lie strewn about the landscape. But there, unaltered or unchanged, is the boat that you brought here, a ship on the shore.
Hmm. Still no sign of Corinne.
And still no sign of Corinne. But you had just spoken with the dragon, so who knows what her fate was. But there's also no sign of the troll you met as well.
So no Corinne prints, no troll prints that we see?
Once you guys emerge out into the rocky soil there, it really becomes less soil and more just a series of just sort of rocks and things. So it's harder to track people, particularly if they're taking the time to try and hide themselves. And you lost your tracks inside and just follow the trolls. You can make a bushcraft roll if you want to try and track down the troll itself. Considering most of his skill, it's not that much difficult if you put the effort in. But he does appear to have gone into the water, as opposed to using the boat.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, maybe it's not that deep.
In history, some trolls are aquatic.
That's true. It's a tiny island, so we can't...
It's a tiny island, and with a search, you do not, unfortunately, find any traces of Corinne. They're remaining.
Halfling, dumpling, maybe the dragon got confused.
Hmm. There's nothing we can do.
Darg is in the boat.
Yeah, I'll hop in the boat too. Let's get going.
Yeah, job here is done.
Let's get going.
With surprisingly even less effort, you're able to take the boat back across the Mirrored Lake to the settlement you guys left from. Known as Lakstrad. The orc encampment is there, and despite it still being, surprisingly, it's still, still daylight. I mean, at least it would be day. Actually, it's more evident that it's daylight now, but the orcs seem to have chosen to weather, waiting for you, as the encampment does look in partial breakdown when you arrive. And there is, there appears to be some fires lit, which Siggy, with some bushcraft as well as Quiver Ring, that apparently they've added certain green amounts of bushes and trees to create more smoke. Sort of just to add a little more cover as they sit there waiting under various sort of large, umbrellas and paravans and tents covering them as they sit there waiting for you. But a few orcs rush out to cheer you as you guys arrive.
No one will ever notice the smoke-filled campsite.
They don't seem
and they're two returning heroes that escorted.
Yeah, they don't seem particularly worried about anybody coming against them at this point. But you arrive, and Chief Malzuki leaves her tent to come out to the shore and greet you.
Well, this is quite the surprise. Presently, it appears that you have vanquished Lilith.
Indeed we have, and we also have an accounting of the brave orcs who attempted to do so prior to our arrival. And I give the counts that
it's good that there's some agents of PK3 still alive. They'll be able to give me a sip rep of what happened. Anyway.
They performed admirably. As you can see, we still have our dwarf.
We expect nothing less.
But yes, of course, Mr. Steele.
Yes. Well done, Usig.
They fought valiantly.
Fortunately, we couldn't retrieve Uthkar's body, but I'm sure there's still probably plenty of plunder in on the island if you were to look.
That is not our concern. As you can see, it is already beginning to get lighter here in the Misty Vale. More than likely, the mist that comes will be the standard kind, coming in the morning and maybe in the early evening. Maybe thicker than it is outside the valley. The day may have a sunny disposition.
What will your people do?
We'll return back to our villages and places in caves we were before.
Nightkin again.
That seems hardly right. You help vanquish the evil, and now you're being forced to retreat.
That is something we'd have to take up with the dragons and Dragonspeak.
You saw the dragon then?
Indeed. He spoke to our minds.
What did he say to you?
What always comes about. While they're grateful for our vigilance, our continued presence is not necessarily welcome.
Wow.
Well, that's sort of hypocritical. That's
kind of rude.
We don't necessarily believe that order is always the way that things can be done. We do have, of course, our rules and laws and HR by guidelines, but sometimes we just fuck it and do what we want to do. And dragons don't like that. They like order.
I look between her and Quiverwing.
Exactly.
And that's
maybe,
a difficult
maybe
thing.
Maybe King Baelor can work something out for your people.
Apparently I'm the king of the Misty Vale now.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, neither would I, but I like the title. Just for a moment,
nice
I'll entertain it.
I'm not sure.
Darg, shut
I'm not
up.
Sure what Daywalker, what Daykin actually has sovereignty over this valley.
Oh, I'd rather go back to my forge, obviously. I need
just
the essence.
Be wary.
Oh, I'm
but
not.
Once they know who you are, they will have tasks and jobs and titles and plans for you.
No, I'm going to go back to my forge and hide away. I might even give Dog this sword.
Eaters don't hide. Well, that may be a good idea.
I'm not sure. Dark's kind of looking at the sword. He's like, I don't know.
Dark's the only guy who actually lives here, right? Aren't you from here?
Yeah, Dark actually lives here, I think.
Yeah.
Dark shuffles, kicks a stone, kind of doesn't say anything.
Dark for King?
King Dark. Dark. Ooh, it does have a nice ring to it.
Oh, regardless of how that goes, my time as the High Chieftain will come to its end.
Oh.
As agreed upon our council, it will be relinquished and each chief will be in charge of his own tribe and their particular area. Hmm. We are not leaving the valley, mind you.
Sounds like you'll have some free time on your hands.
Oh, indeed.
Hmm.
And there are some adventures I'd like to go on. They could use some arcane guidance.
Mattress adventures?
The magic missile?
Oh, God.
No, it's actually just, well, I mean, besides raiding some old dwarven holds, nothing more.
What?
Wait, old dwarven horde.
Old, okay. Nothing new.
Yeah.
Old stuff. Old.
Yes, because...
It's called gentrification.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yes. The old, you know, the essence
there's
of
no
the
dwarves
old
there, so we're going to change it over and add different things and kill things that are there that killed the dwarves.
Right. You're going to improve the economy, maybe add some parks.
I think that with mage assistance, we could definitely kill that thing a lot faster. Anyway.
The thing in the valley?
No, the thing in the mine.
What say you, Quivering? That sounds adventurous.
Yeah, I'm down.
She snaps her fingers in a few minutes.
Oh, that was
she
quick.
She snaps her fingers and like, almost like, shortly thereafter, you know, comes one of the, Jennifer, you know, the OR specialist with some paperwork. If you could just sign these documents here as far as joint operations, the conjugal visit clause, and that's just not really a thing that's even in there. We're going to just track that since this is chief's prerogative. We'll just have the stuff about going into the mother lode, dealing with dwarven traps and killing the thing. With possible arcane magic to assist our martial thing.
I'll grab like three or four sheets and those. Okay, thanks so much. I'll be right back.
No. It was only offered to Quivering.
He doesn't really read.
Sign it quick.
I'm not sure he knows how to sign his name anyhow.
He does snap a finger. He snaps a finger, and a few minutes later, someone brings a cake as well.
Cake.
Well, that seals the deal.
It's a travel spice cake.
Mmm.
In the world of Dragon Bane, cake is the supreme currency, everybody.
tell her,
I'll come back after I've seen my friend safely back to Alistair.
That seems like a reasonable time. You know, of course, understand that, you know, the details may change depending on the actual continued reports we receive back from our team currently in the situation. But yeah, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She just while you are
still high chieftain, and Dane extends a hand. It's like, it's really been a pleasure working with you. It's been an honor.
It's been a pleasure working with Daken that aren't assholes, and I say it's been a pleasure working with you, Scholar. Do be certain to record us accurately.
I already have, and I already will.
He looks sideways at one of the other chieftains.
Make certain you wield that sword with honor.
Speaking of questionable storytellers, did you happen to see the small one go by?
The pale one.
You were missing little pale one, weren't you?
Yeah. She looks around, and there's a couple of questions. And a few minutes later, it's Urukan, because I did get a report from one of the goblin warg riders that they saw the troll carrying a halfling on its back. I assumed it would have been a snack. I didn't realize that it was a part of the company.
They were lovers. They were
very specific.
What? They're what else? Lovers?
Really?
She betrayed us at the end.
Well, do check each other for tattoos, don't you?
Quite thoroughly, yes.
I mean, the humans.
No, they didn't pluck and check me.
I see.
I mean, it must have been pretty well hidden.
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time together.
She kind of looked at you and goes, I'm certain there's probably folds that you didn't bother venturing to. You seem that kind of pen. Yes. You are a tea drinker, after all. Well, are the speeds of the gods with you? May Aru continue to slumber and not wake.
May our paths cross again.
And may you be the best of all of Olitare's children, with his blazing sight and his dreamful sleep.
Well, of course, yes, I am.
But they will send you off with some food, and they will send a certain dwarf off with his bodyguard, who will now be assigned to him.
She says, Ursug will stay with you until he dies.
What? Oh. I look up. Is that okay with you?
It is my duty and my job that I've been given.
Okay.
I suggest you start parties at all.
Well, I mean, really, we should talk about equal compensation.
She goes. She looks over at Wicker Ring.
Believe me, I've been compensated.
Oh, please! My God, you were trained for a piece of feather. That's terrible.
He looks at you.
It wasn't the feather, man.
He looks at you. I don't think it was the feather.
Listen, I'm trying to speak around the subject. Please, let's not talk about it.
Because you gotta.
corkscrewing around the subject.
Sad. There we go. You picked up on it. Good job.
So having mammals, you're so uncouth.
Having been sort of greeted and met with the orcs with great things, they will make a point of definitely. You have been marked as far as every tribe within the valley as a friend of the Nightkin, and they will receive you and receive your words from you. If you require a call for help or need assistance or have something, they will hear it and acknowledge. She will quickly say
that does not hold for anybody outside of your party.
Do we get tattoos?
If you want them, they'll give you a tattoo.
Well, I mean, I thought that's how we were.
Yeah, they're all facial tattoos, though.
So. A tramp stamp.
Yes.
No, they actually all are tramp stamps. No.
Dolphins.
They do have
just something tasteful around your left nipple.
I know it would never be one, but that would be a great episode. The final episode title, Something Tasteful Around Your Left Nipple. A Dragonbane Emperor conclusion or Dragonbane adventure.
Yep.
Suddenly the Free League guys stop responding to our emails.
Right.
They
right.
do have a tattoo. It's basically just two crossed meat hooks. If you want to get it, they have a tattooist who can put it on, who's certified.
Sure. I mean, if it's their if their way of showing showing brothership, sure.
Yeah.
Fellowship.
Yeah. That sounds great.
If you I get mean, it really, in red, it know. Looks like candy canes.
Darg will pass. He's afraid of needles.
They don't use needles.
He's afraid of pokey things.
Well, we could just, you know, they offer to just do it with, you know, just throwing rocks at you.
That'll work.
It's less
ceremonial rock throwing.
No, it's just called a stone tattooing. It'll be all over your back, though. And we can't be, you know, we're just going to, you know, just throw rocks at you until it bruises properly.
Oh, gosh. It's horrible.
Or Darg's scarification, down. I guess we could do.
That's not even scarification. It's just assault.
Well, after the bruises, we just cut them open, you know. With a pair of scissors.
You almost had me there.
Oh, you'll usually be unconscious because believe me, if you've seen
some people miss.
If you've seen Lindog throw a stone,
I think it's time for us to leave, friends. Out. Let's go.
So, but yeah, if you want a tattoo, they'll get you a tattoo. It's if you choose to have it done by the non-rock method, it is well done, accurate, and very clean.
Yeah,
I mean, you do have to sign a waiver anyway, though.
Absolutely.
Does tradition mean nothing to you?
Oh, that's not tradition.
So, reprovisioned, tattooed, and sent off with the blessings of all the orc tribes, you guys head off back to outskirts. In the course of your journey, you do sort of retrace your tale, your past, which is kind of telling, but you do get to go across a number of old haunts, the old temples that you guys missed before, on the road and so forth. You do eventually do get back on the main path back to outskirts once you get beyond the temple road. Cross the bridge, or at least go to the ferry, and you are ferried across by the family that lives there. Which are far more accommodating and seem much more, I guess, to be honest, joyful than you encountered before. As the day continues to get brighter and brighter, there is more of a cloud burn off as far as, like, you know, before you always had a constant haze covering the entire valley. And as the day progresses, there's less of it, and it becomes more like the breaking mist breaks and true sunlight is breaking through. And they seem much more excited about what's happening. And they, though, unless you tell them, they whisper that something has happened and that some great evil has been removed. And, you know, they can sense it in the air and that things have changed. One of the farm hands will even tell you that he saw new sprouts growing in the long fallowed field. So it's a good boon, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was all the blood rain.
Yep. Very nourishing.
High protein.
Very nourishing.
It's what plants crave.
Oh, positive. It's what plants crave.
You pass by standing stones that mark the road. The roads do seem brighter, even though there's been no change other than just the fact that you have more sunlight. And the path seems clearer. It's just kind of strange how it sort of transformed in this time. And before you know it, you can see a settlement of outskirts in the distance, slowly approaching as you approach at a slow and happy pace. This is easy to say that some days have passed since you guys have left the Mirror Lake, but nothing of incidents. No particular harrowing encounters or strange noises in the night. Nothing of the sort that you encountered before or remember.
Wow.
It's almost as if the very dark shadow that covers most of the valley has withdrawn. Now, I will say, withdrawn, but not disappeared. There is that still foreboding shadow that seems to hang over the Magna Woods.
Do you see how nice this place looks when you get rid of Corgan?
There is still some strange greenish mist that you can see in the distance rising over the haunted marshes. But for the most part, the lands in between seem definitely a lot more friendlier and inviting. But you arrive in to the gates of outskirts, we'll say. And there you're called from the gate by Captain Harding, who shouts down, "I see you have returned, and it seems victorious."
Sure enough.
Yes, show him the sword.
King Baylor returns. Open the gates.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what we're doing? We're getting Baylor a job?
Are we doing this?
I have a job. I'm a smith and an artisan.
So, Baylor, he just sort of shouts from the gate, and some people are coming down, but do you draw the sword?
I wasn't planning on drawing a sword. Who said draw the sword?
Draw the sword.
Dark's totally like nudges you. He's like, draw the sword.
Okay, no. The people who are not we'll get free soup power and beer are not telling you. I mean, basically, you have Dark, and you have a guy with a wooden plate in his head.
We'll get free drinks.
I draw the sword. You could be the mayor. Yes, we have been victorious. He's haughty. I just realized it's my character. I gotta play it. Oh, look, we've slain the beast. We are victorious. All is well.
There was a beast?
The king is thirsty.
I'm not a king. I'm an artisan. I just would like to come and have a drink. And
the king's not here. Okay.
Leader of a dog pound.
So the gates are swung open, and you do see a number of people gathered there who are curious. After all, you did kill a lot of the townsfolk last time you were here and accused them of being servants of Sathmog, and then dashed off while their wise and elderly mage lay enfeebled and infirmed. So they weren't really certain exactly if you were going to be coming back as just like, we're the badass of Sathmog or not. But you've come back, you've brought the sword, the days seem clearer, so they seem like, oh, okay, I guess they're, you know,
well, not. To be fair, last time we were here, it was raining blood and meteors, so.
Well, you know, done. Yes, definitely less. You know,
things can only get better.
The vampire bats.
Yes, definitely less bloods and meteors, and strange, demon knights.
You're
we
welcome,
have no
fine
responsibility
people.
For that. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was you. You created.
No,
the
we killed the bad guys.
We killed.
I was like, so you weren't responsible for the blood rain, the demon knights.
No, we were responsible for stopping that. We are the good guys. We are good. And I put that in quotation air marks. Good guy. Oh wait a minute.
And then someone goes, "Oh yeah, they killed that giant troll thing that was in the
yes,
barn."
Yes, of course. You see, yes, my good friend. Thank you.
I heard they ate all the pigs, though. Really? They did all the.
No, we had the goat.
We had a goat. That was it. A guy.
The mutton.
Please let us in. Please, please. We can do this at a bar.
The gates are open. They just
oh shit. We're going in. Excuse me. Thank you. Yeah, let's go drink and eat. I need to go to forge.
How's the old wizard? Did he pass on?
Yeah. How's he doing?
Oh, the old wizard. And one person looks down at the ground. No, he's still around, just sitting up the hill. I think we need to get him some soup.
Soup.
We could all
let Dark
soup.
Do it. Nope.
I mean, that's what he ordered. From Mutton on the Move, I think he wanted soup.
Yeah, at least he's doing okay after he was prematurely aged for no apparent reason whatsoever that we can think of.
Oh, did he age?
Well, yes, he
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
you don't know
yeah.
That's right. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Understand that most town people don't make a point of visiting strange old wizards in the ruins. So, and they just heard he was old. If he came back looking older, they probably wouldn't be any the wiser.
Yeah, he was already old. Now he's older.
Which they think is a miracle of just magic. Like, you know, the fact that you can live to be old just, and then live longer than that. You know, like,
time.
He lived old and then he became older. Because magic.
I like these people.
You like them because they said soup.
They did say soup.
You could have just stopped there.
But if you do want to get soup, they, of course, suggest that you go to the Three Stags, which is now running a Mutton on the Move livery service as well.
This place has really come up in the last few days.
I want soup and a bath, guys. How's that sound?
That sounds lovely.
I certainly wouldn't mind.
Soup does sound good.
You're kind of followed by a group of, like, you know, kind of people just curious about you as you guys enter the Three Stags. And, you know, it is. You know, it's still the impressive two-story building that you've been before with its massive thatch wood and high, you know, half-timber walls. And you step inside, and there is, literally, it's almost an explosion of cheering voices and laughter that seems to be going on. The common room is warm and filled with a lot of people, and some obvious out-of-towners. And even despite it being the midday, a lot of the lanterns are lit just to add an extra bit of glow. You do see unlike before, besides just the one, there appears to be at least, you know, two or three people working around the actual common room. And you do see Vangeld once again sort of sitting at the bar, and she's smoking a pipe.
Wasn't one of the waitresses here a follower of Sathmok?
Yeah, we killed her.
Yeah,
Linara.
Yeah.
She needs to update her background checks.
Yeah, that's exactly what you told her.
She was a nice servant girl, but a terrible cultist.
The server comes up to you guys and says, "Welcome to the Three Stags. We do have a table if you'd like, or we can break it into separate tables. I'm not sure how you guys are divided.
We're not divided. We are unified.
Do not break your tables. Baylor.
This way, then, beside Baylor. She scoots you around. She's kind of like hesitant, and then you can see that Vingong is kicking some people off one table and sort of having people wipe it down to move it over, and then she sort of raises her hands and snaps her fingers, and then she escorts you over. Well, look who's back and needs a bath.
yes, one bath, please.
One? Just one bath for all of you?
Well, I'm going to speak for me.
Or should we go with the hot tub special for all of you? Each one gets a hot bath?
Oh, that one. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Bath. How about a bath in a room? That's what I would like. A bath in a room.
Look at that.
Baylor Lich Slayer.
What's a lich?
Yes. King Baylor needs a room. And all the drink and sugar.
I'm kind of confused. She just kind of look at you and go, what exactly is a lich?
It's good that you don't know.
Do they not remember the lightning bolts and the butter that on the lich?
All hail Baylor!
Is he paying?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. No, yes. That's what he is.
I am not paying.
And she turns around and shouts the room, free drinks from Baylor, the killer of the bitch.
Oh, my God.
Darg will cheer at that.
Well, this is brilliant.
Do you see that outside, that sunlight? Thank Baylor.
Baylor bitch killer.
I say we rename Outskirt to Baylorville.
Mm. Baylorsburg.
Still tap on your wood.
Bayloria.
No, we're good.
Hey.
Yes.
All right.
I did not consent.
Do you want me to knock on your forehead, on your head?
No.
I guess I won't this time.
All right.
Anyway, she will, oddly and surprisingly, the last one that you guys had here is replicated perfectly as far as your drinks. Of course, today's dinner is a bit different, considering of mostly each of you getting one of your small little guinea hens, some bread stuffing, as well as some green beans and potatoes. There's, of course, a hot mutton soup as well.
Yes. Darg will eat too much, drink too much, not take a bath.
Poop too much.
And he will spend the whole evening, the rest of the day, while everyone's in the bar, telling stories of their adventures. Now, some of them will be true. And most of them will be wildly over-exaggerated. And at some point, he'll just start making up things, you know. But he's just going to tell, you know, how the great and mighty wizard cast lightning from the sky and, you know, all these kinds of, like, crazy. But he's going to, like, progressively, like, crazier and crazier stories. That's what he's going to do.
Okay.
Crazier than melting the troll doorman and getting burned alive by dragons every single night for an eternity. Yeah. Crazier than that? Time travel?
Do you want to do a performance roll? I'm just asking.
I can, sure, if you'd like me to make a roll.
And you don't need to make a roll. We can just sort of...
Oh, well, I have a performance skill. Oh, well, I have a persuasion skill. My performance skill is much lower.
How's your bluffing, then?
Bluffing?
Okay, we'll go on.
Yeah. But you tell I have an 8 in bluffing and a 12 in persuasion.
Okay, well, you tell your story, and people seem very intrigued. What is which is slightly odd for some of you, is that some of your stories, a few of the townspeople seem to have an idea that they've happened. Like, oh, the Oracle and so forth and everything else. They know that one.
How do you know that?
Well, the Summerland Company came through.
Oh, our friends.
They said they ran into a group that was headed to slay.
They plagiarized us.
No, no, I gave them a copy. I gave them copies of our stories, remember?
Oh, they just, okay.
We traded our stories between the deceased scholar and
my notes. They said that there was a party of heroes that was going to confront Azrael Koth.
Oh, well, they were speaking of our greatness. Great,
that sounded
excellent.
Foolhardy. And they said, well, here's what they've done before.
I am a...
We are foolhardy. Those foolhardy heroes.
We are not foolhardy. I mean, we are excellent.
With no thought, plans, or any organization, we charged that island, and King Baelor slayed him with his sword with just some help from the mighty wizard duck.
We
yeah. Sword of Uma Thurman.
So we're thinking the same duck that melted in it.
Yes, but, the same but mighty mallet.
They do go through, they have a few. Whatever you shared with the Sutherland Company will be there with they sort of collaborate knowing, but that only strengthens any tale that you tell, Dark, as possibly good. Being true, that they just weren't told by the other company. Because the company had its own tales, and it was like, yeah, whatever, but, you know.
So while the drinking and feasting is going on, Dana's is in the last few pages of the book, filling out the last couple of pages until Yandy he finishes that, puts it aside, and then writes a letter, and then seals it.
Okay.
The only thing I do with all this storytelling, Malcolm, mm-hmm. is I make sure that everybody believes that all mallards can do this.
Well, unfortunately, they know that asshole who used to live in this town.
Oh, right, the one I killed.
Yeah, so that's going to be a little hard because they've known him. And the one who was a Sathmog worshiper. But Quasimund. The odd thing is they do have the impression that all Mallard mages are extremely powerful.
Oh, okay.
And not to be crossed.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah. Apparently having, ran into Ivory Down and now you.
Oh, yeah.
In general, there is a very positive vibe that you're well received as, it seems, heroes. Any mention of Baelor being the king of the Misty Vale is laughed away.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
mostly because
joke.
There is a king. There is a king who rules this, though there is a couple of people who said maybe he should be made Earl. To deal with them orc folk. Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, Azrael Koth laughed, too. Just saying.
I don't know why he would change his name.
Oh, someone said, people change their name all the time. They get married. They kill their brother. They change their name.
That's right. No, it means, never mind.
It's okay.
But they generally are well-received. A number of the town folks that you have met before do come in and either personally thank you for your service. And, of course, without pretty much fail, and probably not necessarily with her in mind, but Banador, the one of the dwarven smiths, doesn't talk very much. He never has. But he does say, this is, you have done well. The rocks sing. The metal are delighted with your works. My brother. Have you met my sister? Are you single?
No.
She's happy. She's friendly. She likes, to tell stories.
Her father says she's a great kisser.
That's why would you say that?
She's wrestled she's wrestled a basilisk and out ate a cathedral.
Sounds like the perfect go for dog.
I mean, honestly,
though. Yes, dog, please.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course she has all her fertility tattoos.
How's her soup making skills?
He looks over. Why would she need to make soup?
Well, then she's not good enough.
Never mind.
Wait, you don't make soup? He points at you. You can't make soup.
I do not know the intricacies of soup.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him, the dwarf.
Who's? Oh, well, he could need a queen.
Queen.
How else will Earl rule?
Yeah, Earl Banefire.
Has a good ring to it. Earl Banefire.
I'm going to go to a forge. I'm going to go find a forge. You guys,
we have the only forge in town. It's worthwhile. You can come to our forge. This is where you can be blessed again. And after you've been...
The term, by the way, is countess.
Desuited, we can set you again. What?
An Earl's companion is a countess.
Yes.
We have a countess. If she's, assuming she's willing to marry you, which I'm going to strongly push, but I'm kind of tired of talking, so maybe not.
I'm just going to go take it easy.
Sleep well, my friend, if that is what you are going to do.
Do not deny your reward.
I have things. I just want to be left. We've been through
a lot. Want to see the sword, that's being honest.
Yes, we want to go. They want to look at the sword. This is what this is all about. So let's just go.
It's a dwarf thing.
Yes.
Generally, the townspeople are very pleased to see all of you. And the first night, you guys do enjoy a good meal and very hot baths. As opposed to reused baths from some previous pleasant. Nope, they change some of it. Those who choose to be.
Hey, has anybody seen Corgan?
Darg shuffles nervously.
Wait,
for quite some time.
I mean, wasn't Corgan riding Miserable Beast because he was tired?
Oh, yeah. The donkey ate
him? Sure, yes, definitely, totally.
It is only then you suddenly Darg's realize back? That...
You guys kick realize, brains under the table.
Only then do you guys realize that... So, all that journey back from the Mirror Lake, you don't recall what happened to Miserable Beast.
You keep thinking he just wandered off.
Hold on. I go back. But now you're not really certain. He picks up the book that he just finished and goes back to the last entry about Miserable Beast.
Miserable Beast was grazing on a femur beside the Mirror Lake last time you had it. So, I mean, grass. A femur in the grass.
From the giant.
Oh. Because he was not going on the boat.
That's right. We chose not... Well, he chose not to. They chose not to go.
Yeah, as usual, your entire packs all fell off suddenly. You just slipped away.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering why it was... The pack horses were so complainy.
But yeah, so you... Yeah, you. But you don't... You suddenly realize you... It was like you thought he was there, but now you don't recall.
Yeah, the ever-present sense of dread that I had whenever I turned around and he was staring at us. It's not there.
Well, it wasn't there your entire journey here. But you have a wonderful night and a hot bath.
As I do the thing with my wings.
The flashing in the water, flashing around.
The training.
Yeah, gotta look good. Gotta look the part. All ducks are deadly.
But at the witching hour, then all is quiet and you sleep in your comfortable large rooms on the second floor. Each of you feel it. Eyes in the dark. Staring. Small, smudgy end window.
Get up and grab the sword.
Sword is in hand. You rush to the sash. Yes. Pull it up. There's Miserable Beast. Crazy.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it.
Seems weak. They're like, huh? Oh, okay.
The second floor?
And then you're like, second floor. Shit. He wanders off. And he literally just wanders to the next window. So each of you are seeing this in sequence. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, but it's like a horror for a minute. They're like, oh.
You go out to the window, look out, and like, just like, how? I don't even want to.
It's the usual horror.
Yeah, it's the horror outside, you know.
I'm outside in the woods.
You know. Oh, yeah. You just wake up and open your eyes and he's looking down at you.
Yeah.
And then it wanders off. So you go up, you sit up, and literally he carries his bone over and stands over quivering. Waiting for people when you wake up. And then moves away just slightly before he does. And so, and then he's gone. In the dark, like mysteries.
Such a strange animal.
I will not try to speak with animals.
You could.
Not again. Never again.
But yes, he does slip off into the woods, and he does walk away from your windows on the second story that night. Will you see in the morning? Who knows? But breakfast is hearty and filling. And the common room has a few more people, including your half-brother and his wife and nephew from Weaver Hollow. Dark.
Mm-hmm.
They have come this distance to tell you the great news.
No.
The what nephew's pregnant. Near the father.
Rorik is like six. What the hell are you talking about? Rorik's six. He's not.
I'm just trying to keep up with the humans. Just trying to play their game. Crazy, these mammals.
What news have you, little rapscallion and a joined family?
Actually, he doesn't say anything but just babble. But Andros will tell you that they have spoken, that the Oracle has spoken to the village.
So she's not dead?
He just sort of looked at you. He looked at you sort of weird.
No, of course.
And Mira, his wife, goes, she just pats her head. Dog, oracles can't die. They've been around since before the valley was even inhabited by men.
Oh, they can die. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right here.
What did the oracle say?
Ah!
He said.
he nudges. He's like,
it wasn't a word. It was more of a noise.
She said, well, at least to the end, she said that the great evil had left the valley, or had been vanquished and was now hiding further away, and that we should expect a great abundance of the herd. More sheep to be lambed this year.
Yes, indeed.
And a great expansion of the thing. And that we would see you here.
Oh.
And to tell you the news. We are expecting another.
That's told you.
Great.
It's a girl. We'll call her Dogra.
what a wonderful name.
Isn't it? I thought, well, even though you're only his half-brother, and I do question your hygiene, that maybe we should have some remembrance of you. Of course, if she, that's assuming she lives beyond the first year. Hygiene.
Indeed, yes.
Hard living.
Yes. I think that would be good. I'll have to stop by and more often and help you with those
extra...
That
would be so nice if you could stop by and help more often.
Yes, yes.
Wouldn't that be great, Andros? Andros is like... We could always use the help, yeah. Yes. Use the help. Particularly during a pregnant time. That'd be great.
Just keep the soup stocked and he'll be there.
Yes.
Soup. Dog, your bag is leaking. Did you store the soup, leftover soup, in your bag?
Oh, look. What one man does with his soup, we should not discuss in front of mixed company.
Well, it's been great to see you. Wanted to give you the news. And thank you so much for helping us with... You know, getting back Rorik. And maybe you'll find these heroes that save the realm.
Yes, yes. If I would, if I ever find them, I'll let you know.
Well, it'll be so pleasant. But they'll, you know, they're going to go buy some city things while they're here.
Mm.
Just basically
like
just,
soap.
Yeah.
Do we have any of those jingly, shiny things? He looks over at Vane. Or Dane.
Yes.
May I have a few shingly, shiny things?
Sure. It's some of the baubles and trinkets that we got, like the wooden carving of the donkey and the horse, the necklaces, the stone teeth.
So nothing from the treasure room you guys got?
No. Just all the crazy shit that we found that we kept on Miserable Beast.
Darg will give all of those except for the little wooden carving of the donkey. He kind of slips that in his furs.
They will be thrilled to have these treasures from afar in exotic lands.
Yes.
Which is outside their village. They've gone further than anybody else has ever gone. This is literally the biggest surgeon that they will be able to tell of all their adventures across the lands to get here. It's pretty far. But they're happy to see you, but yeah. And pretty much that's the village is in general good condition. I do have a question, Kivering. Do you go to visit the poor mage you left in his form up on the hill?
Yes, yes, I do.
Do you see him?
Does he, is he still alive?
Well, the one good thing is apparently there's been some renovations to Drannith's little hut. It is a little bigger and seems sturdier now.
Are there, like, candles in the privy
room? No, you can't see it. I mean, basically, it looks to be a bit sturdier. There is a cart outside. There's a wheelbarrow outside, but yeah. Mm. It looks vaguely familiar, but, you know.
So I will bring him a cake.
This is you can get one from the local Miller's.
To his station.
They do cakes as well.
Yeah. And I'll sit with him to see if there's anything I can learn from him.
Okay.
Strangely enough, he recoils slightly.
You haven't come to finish me off, have you?
Well, you slip in.
Don't let him touch you.
It was his own spell that backfired.
Yeah, you slip in, and he is there, ancient old. There is a another woman. There's a woman there that looks vaguely familiar, but you're not really sure from where.
Hi, Corinne.
She goes, no, we've met before.
Hmm.
Gwynethra Boggs, I'm just here to finish up with his last treatment.
Oh. What is the treatment for aging?
You unspool time. That's all. Hmm.
You unspool time.
Diapers.
I'll have to keep that one in mind.
Oh, don't worry. It's all head allergy. You mages don't need to worry about that.
That's all she says.
Would you care for a smoke? I still have a bit of Happy Mariner's pipe tobacco left in this bag if you want some.
Sure.
She'll slide it over to you. And she'll go, I'll be in the... Just Trenis, I'll be right back. You just talk with your friend here. He's a hero, after all. Saved the whole realm. And she heads out to the tent. He looks over. Hi.
Hello.
I'm still alive.
Take your breath. Just keep breathing.
You look well.
I am well. I'm well. Yes, thank you.
No backfires thank you for noticing. Of magic.
Oh, yes. There were two. There were two. There were two. One, I turned into a bear. And in another, I completely lost all of my memory.
Mine happened at a quinceañera. That was a terrible day. Anyway. Glad you're back to not being a bear and that you now remember who you are. You're doing and where you're from.
I do recall all of those things.
Excellent.
Do you recall where your grimoire is?
Who are you? Oh, yes. My grimoire. Well, unfortunately, I have to make a whole new one to pierce this. Bastards serving Sothmark stole it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. We'll have to retrieve that for you.
Well, I recall them all, and I've remade a whole new grimoire. Thank you. Thanks to the witches of Chatham.
Hmm. Malcolm, when did my character meet this Gwynethra?
Dane knows.
She was one of the witches that you met on the road.
Oh, one of the turnip witches.
She was the young one.
The young turnip witch.
Yeah. And you only met her the second time you encountered them, only the second time, yeah. Before you guys went further on the quest, yeah.
Got it.
Simplicity, weird, perpetual gristle, and Winifred.
All right, thank you.
So
I got one job on this ship. Write shit down.
I'm going to do
it. Oh, I hear. The dragons are moving again.
Yeah, they are.
Balance of power has been shifted in the valley.
It seems that the dragons are probably the better side than the, demons.
One can see that. One can believe that after so much has happened in this valley. Hmm. Yes.
The lich went down without too much trouble.
What's a lich?
I'll tell him.
That sounds like a weight with magic.
Yeah, it's an undead creature that succumbs easily to the purge spell.
That's good to know. Good to know. I must tell you one thing, though. It sounds like they'll be moving for the heart, then.
The dragons?
Oh, yes.
They'll be moving for the heart?
Yes, his heart.
Oh, Sathmog's heart?
Yes.
Okay, no loss there.
The Elder Races thought they were clever. I suspect they have been undone by treachery a long time ago. Well, anyway, good that you have succeeded in your quest, and you've stopped his servant here in the valley.
The sun is shining, the crops will grow, centuries will pass.
Well, yes. Seems like it happened overnight for me. feeling great, feeling great.
Mentholiptus. Just a little menthol. A little menthol in there.
Gums it for a few minutes.
You're waiting, and he's still gumming that mentholiptus. And it's just like, you just want to pull out of his mouth, but he still has it halfway in, and you're just like,
Let it hang there.
You don't really know.
I'll go chat with Winifred.
Okay, she's outside, loading the cart.
So where are your sisters?
Oh, they're already in Chatham.
Hmm.
We heard. Yeah. I mean, after all, you know, good or new and everything you've done. I hope your friend's able to avoid the knights and the flame imperishable, considering the relic he carries. More than likely, there'll be word leaving the valley about that now.
Hmm. You're talking about Earl Baylor?
Oh, they've made him an earl. Oh, that's nothing but trouble.
Don't mind.
Yeah. So whatever the Grand Poobah does, the Grand Poobah will do.
I suppose. I think they still have a queen or a king somewhere.
Yeah, they do. He just doesn't hang out here much.
No, I mean of the imperishable flame of the Emperor's line. Maybe that kingdom was lost entirely. Anyway.
Do you and your sisters understand Miserable Beast?
Well, we understand what it is.
What is it?
Yeah, it's sort of an entanglement of confusion and causality that happens occasionally in various explorations of the multiverse, expressing itself usually with discontent with the fact that it's currently where it is because usually it's not where it wants to be, and therefore has no particular interest in what you're really doing but may just bugger off or help you. And likes turnips. At least here.
Interesting. I'm gonna dissect that sentence and learn all about it later on.
As wizards and mages are known to do.
Well, safe travels to you, Winifred.
Safe travels to you. And she just shouts, Clem! And it seems you don't even recall even seeing this lumbering man who's larger than Darg.
Hmm.
Come just walking up and grabs the wheelbarrow and begins down the hill. Off we go.
I'll head back to the tavern.
Okay. Are there any more things you'd like to visit, people you'd like to see here in outskirts? They are very, very keen that you all remain, at least until an officiate from the kingdom arrives.
Well, it's, as you guys are coming back, you'll find Dane outside packing his horse.
You have important publishing to do.
Well, I've decided to take a little bit of a side, let's call it a time away from the books. There's things that I promised myself that I would accomplish.
Seeking to find yourself?
You've got a taste of that steel.
I made a promise when I drank the water. And my heart will always be a scholar, I'm going to have to be a knight for a while, too. And I have to find out what that means.
Good night.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good night.
So long. Bye-bye.
You should do well.
I hope to see you all along the way, but I'm going to find the Knights of the Silver Heron. And then I'm going to find out where these dragons are.
Be careful with them.
I will.
Well, have a few more drinks with us before you leave.
Oh, I've drank all I'm going to drink last night. I left you all all the goods back in the room. I've just taken a small sum for traveling, some of the non-essentials, and mostly the books. Because, well, I mean, you can take the scholar out of the scholar out of the orphan, but I'm always going to love to read and write. Whoever put this on the scabbard of the sword, though, it's cute. And you look over, and on it, it's written "Prince of Strays." That's funny. It's
how wasn't I?
I can't write.
I'll accept knight. I don't know about prince, but we'll see from there. It's been wonderful traveling with you all. If you ever run across any of the other scholarly guilds, you can ask, and we share stories of where we travel, and you can always find me if you need me.
Yeah, if you're ever in trouble, you know, look us up. Well, look me up. I don't know about them, but I'll help you out.
I appreciate that. I consider you all great friends, except for the donkey. But, you know, luckily enough, I don't have to worry about that right now.
And then you see just behind a bar. So slides out and slides back in.
Miserable beast remembers.
I will always remember you, Dane. Always.
Thank you all, my friends. Maybe we meet again.
Of course.
He'll hop up on the horse and take off his jacket. Which you usually use to hide the mail, and it'll take off.
Baylor, Erstig will turn to you and goes, he's going to get robbed 5 miles from here.
I know. You just can't tell him anything. And where the hell did he get the horse? I don't know where he got the horse from.
Some guy comes out of his house, where the fuck's my horse?
There's a lot of money.
Yeah, he took some of our he took some of our loot.
Erstig's like, did you guys not see the amount of money?
Yeah, well, that's his share.
Wait, you don't have a company accountant?
Yeah, it was Dane. There's a
reason I kept
on the horse.
You need to have your...
Wait a minute, he ran off with the money? Dane, come back! Wait!
Anyway, he goes.
Dane, before you leave, I had hoped to... You know, we've been worked together for so long. I just wanted to give you a gift before you left, and you are always one. I know you're going to be a knight, and you want to you do that, but I know that you're a lover of wisdom first. And so I wish to give you a gift to you of wisdom. And he comes walking over. He kind of leans over to you in your ear. I mean, you're very close. You can tell he didn't bathe. He's very interesting. He kind of leans over. He's like, he says, I am not Rorik's uncle. I never was.
I am his father.
And he just kind of leans back. He leans back and he just looks at you. For a second, there's a weird look on his face, and he just kind of walks away. Just good luck, and he walks off. But he just whispered that to you.
Okay. He nods. He makes a little note in his book.
Like, not uncle.
What? So this is a completely new book that you've seen. That now Dane has a completely blank book. He finished his book last night.
So as you guys see, Dane. Saddled up and riding out of the city, you then see a donkey shape slip out in the shadows behind him. No.
Carrying daggers.
That's going to be one rich donkey.
With that, if there's no more particular ends, or if someone wants to go and do something more like to find out what you do with that bow and to find her people again, that's another journey to be taken. But... I think we've come to a good end.
But this, where the hell is Corinne?
Corinne got carried off by a troll.
Meanwhile, in the tower that you were looking for, well, god damn it! That did not go the way I planned. I literally thought that these guys were like, I was like, you know what? I did say I'd bring the sword to him, and I did. And I did say I'd help, kinda. But the tattoo was removable. So, you know, it was kind of like it's a thing. But it looks, I didn't think they'd win, and they started winning, and I was like, I am out of there. And all I had to do was pull your tooth, and you're willing to work with me. And the troll just looks over it.
Yes, but now we have nowhere else to go.
They're looking for me. They're probably looking for a tower. There's like a billion towers in this valley. You never. Besides, none of them are working with the orcs.
You're such a racist.
No, working with the orcs who want to stop the guy I was working for. Do you see the problem here? I cannot have them alone.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, she's like, you're not, kid.
Yeah, I know.
Just finish your coffee.
Fine.
They have a coffee tower?
Nice.
The magic! So, that is where I will end my narration, the particular adventure. And if it's...
Okay, so does anybody else have any parting thoughts or things that they want to...
All Baylor's going to do is go get some essence on him and go artisting and yeah.
Is that what you're going to call it, Sean? Get some essence on him?
Yeah, get some essence on him. Essence. Some people... Sigurd was going to just... While the celebration's going out, she was just going to fade off into the woods, go out the gate, and just run off in search of the other elves. Just vanish from the party.
Kind of like the whole Incredible Hulk, just walking
yes,
off.
Yes, you hear the sad music playing.
I was thinking more Irish goodbye.
I just want to point out that show from like 40 years ago plus, we yeah. all just sang the tune to yes. without yes. a problem.
That is,
we all got a little sad, right?
That is the nature of our universe, yes. That we will, yeah.
Quivering, any final thoughts from you?
No, going to the tower that you were looking for, using that map that you have to try, that you call the Demon's Tower, to start a new quest.
I honestly don't harbor any ill will toward Corinne, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm at the other tower.
Oh.
There was, let me just find that note.
The one where the orc princess wants me to help with the...
No, that's just, that's actually the dwarven stronghold that you know that the other car party has already been to. But you don't, there's no need to tell her that.
Oh, the one where there's that artifact from Maladkind.
Starcatcher Tower, which glitters like moonlight, the archive of the Dragon Empire, host of all its relics, yeah, further north, there. Indicated on the map.
You guys never got there?
Nope.
I did love
it. It was maybe oversold, too.
Oh, yeah, we didn't completely oversold.
So many fucking towers.
We super oversold that. Right. We were like, we're never going there. We're just going to lay it on. I mean, that was my thinking. We're going to lay this on thick because we're never going to that freaking place.
Well, I mean, he also, remember, there was also the book about the doom of the mighty island realm of the Mallards.
That was a book. Maps of the Tower of Mistra, location of the spell tome of Eladora, which I believe is a part of your background, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the maps you guys got from the treasures found in that tower.
Yes.
As well as Cato's.
Yeah.
It was Cato's grimoire.
Yep, I have it here on the list.
Okay, so I will. Brains. What is going to seek to continue adventuring, but first, he really was super interested in having his own tower. So he's going to seek out Bob Towers and see if he can commission with his earnings from the adventure. See if he can commission his own.
Absolutely. You're like, hi, I'm Rob. I'm one of Bob Tower's many representatives here in Outskirt and the Valley. You know, right now, is a great time to invest in towers.
That's what I was thinking.
Reaching heights with our spires can make great days for you. And you know what? There are a number of towers that could even be refurbished. You can have a, you know, so that we can go in there and do some renovations of a tower that's no longer inhabited by something foul.
Oh.
Or just has bad plumbing. Which can be foul, too.
I think that
or would
that
you prefer would, something more wolfen?
I'm thinking something in the woods. but rises above a little bit. So when I go to the top of the tower, I can look over the woods and see like everything. I want to see everything.
Well, there's a number of different woods in this valley. The easy, of course, would be the pygmy woods, which basically a couple of small, sharp spruces and so forth. But, you know, that's the easiest tower. That'd be a three-story. But we can go to one of the bigger towers. If you want to go with the one with the central with the sentinel pines, that's a long, long investment that we can definitely do. I mean.
Well, let's sit down and negotiate. Is this enough money?
To negotiate? Yes, it is.
Sounds great. So
we just start counting that now.
Yeah. All right. So that wraps up Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, our Dragon Maiden actual play. 50 episodes, biggest thing we've ever done. If you've made it through the whole thing, bless you. You're a saint, and totally, completely, your intestinal fortitude is unmatched.
Thank you, Laura and Matt Orr.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, any final words, guys, before we say goodbye?
It was a blast.
This has been fun.
I just want to thank everybody
Nathan
who had the patience.
And Malcolm for running.
Yeah.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm.
It was really a lot of fun playing in this world and being able to dive a little bit and to sort of let your hair down and play some really good sort of fun interactive fantasy games. So I hope everyone else who was listening out there really enjoyed it, and we were happy to be able to provide this for you. But it was a great deal of fun, and I do really like it. I really like it. I had a great time.
Me too. I had a lot of fun running for you guys. Thanks for being awesome players and constantly surprising me. So I really appreciate it.
Yes.
But thanks everybody, and we will see you next time.
Thanks, see you everybody. Guys.
Take care, everybody.
Appreciate
Take care.
It. Bye bye. Bye
bye. Back.
Dane rides off down the road, sort of off on his quest. Darg turns and sort of looks at the group. He kind of has a smile, sort of wistful. He begins to unclasp the armor, the plate armor he's wearing, and he kind of takes it all, just kind of drops it down. He takes it and walks over to Baylor. He says, "Baylor, mighty sword thrower, you are a great smith. Take this armor. Forge something, for every king needs armor to protect themselves."
What?
And then
what are you gonna do
he will walk over to Quiverwing. "Quiverwing, you are a mighty sorcerer. You are going on adventures with your orc concubine. Take this potion of vitality." It's the potion of willpower that he had but he never used. "This shall guide your spells and your corkscrew penis. Good luck in your adventures. To you, Siggy." And he kind of reaches in the backpack and pulls out this long cloak. He says, "I never had time to attune from this, but I was given this magic cloak to help me blend in with my environments. Take this with you in your journeys to help you be a ranger. And for you, Brains," he kind of hands over you his backpack. He says, "for you, a collection of oddly shaped halfling bones for your gnawing pleasure." And he hands that to you, and
this smells familiar.
Just take the backpack.
What? Hey.
So I just wanted to say that I've had a good time. You all are brave and mighty, but I Darg must go. And he whistles, kind of, and you see from out of the kind of the edge of town, the woods, you see Miserable Beast come strolling toward the group. And he kind of walks over towards Miserable Beast, and he says, puts his hand kind of tentatively, slowly, a little nervously on his head, pulls it back, and says, "Good traveling companion, I'm tired. We should go home."
He does that. He turns, and Miserable Beast in Darg start to walk away from the group, and then something strange happens. There's the air ripples and tears as if a sheet was ripped out of the actual air itself. Miserable Beast and Darg walk through it. You see on the other side of this tear, you see the inside of a barn. And you hear a voice from somewhere on the other side of this tear that you don't recognize.
Shazam, there you are. Can you fetch the horses? We need to get fuel for Miserable Beast.
Of course. Just one moment. Please, don't rush me.
And then the portal closes.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool geek chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCube, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.